Welcome to the Belgrade Theatre Podcast. Today it's the 17th of August and I'm talking to Laura McEwen, the designer of Bomber's Moon. Hi Laura, you're the designer for the show, as I've just said, and the show has previously been staged at Lakeside Arts Centre. Can you tell us if the design will be any different to how it was previously?
Basically, the kind of main set is as we had it last time. We've had to rethink a few things because the sight lines in this space are a little bit different to the sight lines that we had at the Lakeside Arts Centre. So we've got a much sort of steeper audience on both sides of the space. So there's a few things we need to mask off so that the audience can't see rather than add to the space. But generally speaking, we're going with the same design. We've sort of felt it was successful last time. So we've kind of, maybe the lighting and sound might develop a little bit this time, but the set's as it is. So,
and can you tell us what audiences can expect to see in terms of costumes for the two characters?
It's a modern piece, so the costuming is kind of naturalistic modern clothing. So in terms of sourcing the clothing, we went and sort of did a mixture of high street shopping and also a bit of charity shopping as well to get kind of slightly more authentic, slightly older pieces for the character of Jimmy, who's in his 80s. And then there's also, I don't want to give away too much about the play, but there's also a little bit of RAF uniform that's period World War II that we will probably be hiring in because it's kind of quite a specific piece that's used in Act 2.
And in terms of the set and the costumes, do the actors have much kind of input into those decisions, or are they kind of more happy with what you decide?
With the set, generally with productions that I design, you kind of, all the decisions about the way the set looks are made before rehearsal starts, and that's kind of collaboratively with the director. So the director would maybe have, well, the director would always have quite a lot of input into that, but the actors don't tend to. It's more likely that they're going to have an input into sort of specific props that they might feel it would be useful for their character to add to the way the character's portrayed to the audience, or to help them tell the story better. In terms of the costume, I always produce drawings of what I imagine the character to be wearing. But then quite often in rehearsals, things come up. Actors might feel something very specifically about what they think their character should wear. And then in that case, we then have a bit of conversation about what's best going to work for the piece. But it's always really important that the actors in a production feel really comfortable in what they're wearing and that they feel that it's true to the character that they're playing. So that's, I guess, the costume's a little bit more collaborative.
And in terms of when you're doing the set design, can you kind of walk us through the process right from the beginning of the piece through to the staging of it?
Yeah, usually I get given a script about 3 months before the start of rehearsals. And I would obviously always start by reading the script quite a few times just to get a real sense of what the play needs, what the kind of imagery is within the piece, how the design can add to the play in some way. I guess it's about seeing the set design as another character in the piece. So what more can the set do to help tell this story than the actors are already doing in the space? So I'll read, and then I begin my research, which ranges from with this piece. I went to the RAF Museum in North London and had a look around a lot of, sort of World War II aircraft, and looked through a lot of old books and a lot of World War II memorabilia. Went to the Imperial War Museum. Myself and Matt, the director, met there for a day and did a bit of research there. So there's kind of research-based work, and then there's kind of the more artistic side as well, where I might maybe go to sort of a few art exhibitions to get a bit of inspiration, start thinking about the colour of the piece, the sort of textures, the sort of specific quality that I want to give to the look of the set. So that process is probably about 10 days to 2 weeks, depending on what else I'm up to at that time. And then I'll start playing about with a model of the design, which is like, I guess, like a sort of miniature doll's house type thing. So it's like a miniature version of the set. And I'll initially just start playing around with sort of simple pieces of card and shapes. And at that point, I'd probably meet the director again to talk about the direction I'm headed. And then it just kind of develops from there, really, several meetings later and sort of several more steps on with the design. And by the end of the design process, I'll have a finished model that looks exactly as I want the stage design to look, including the paint finish. I try and model make props and furniture as well to give the stage management an idea of what they should look like. And then once all that's approved, I then draw up the set for the set builders then to take it on and actually construct it. So then it's